got Di here from the library. Welcome, Di.
Good morning, Jan.
And I should say that we had a technical hitch earlier, but it was this side of the studio and not the other side. And you are, of course, listening to Island Life on Waihegi Radio, your wonderful community radio station. And, of course, we've got our wonderful community library just down the road here, and Di is one of those wonderful people that work there.
That's right. So it was very tempting not to come into work this morning and just stay in bed,
I bet it was, yes, I know the feeling.
But so, here I am.
Yes, and you gave us some wonderful tips last time you were in.
Yes, that's right, and because we're doing website tips for our, for the catalogue, so, and various other things. And so to recap on, which is a couple of weeks ago now, we talked about the website, which was, because some people are still using the old website, Earl, but it's aucklandlibraries.gov.nz. We talked about that. And how I said it's really important to an easier all round if you search first and then log in after you're asked to. And then, I talked a little bit about refining your search. And this week it's just another three tips working on the website. Because a lot of people don't realise that if we don't have the material, but since we became a super city, the resources have been phenomenal because we, 3.5 million items. So we're bound to have it, but, sometimes we don't. And so you can either interloan it. So that's one thing. You can interloan, which is now, it has reduced to $5 to interloan a book. And we have an interloans librarian in the city, and she puts her fingers out and has obviously access to the National Library and any other public library and the university libraries. Oh, I think I've only just come on.
Okay.
My microphone's been turned up, I think. So if we don't have it and you're pretty sure we don't and you've searched our catalogue first, you can fill in on the homepage, you can click on interloans, and there you will be taken to a form. Very handy if you're doing specialist work, because some of the, we don't have all titles, obviously. So that's quite handy, and it just arrives at your community library, and you get a phone call, and it's and you pick it up. And that's free, of course. Oh, but it's not free, so it's $5. And then the other one is if we don't have something, and you think it would be really useful for other people as well, then you can suggest that we buy it. So on the homepage, once again, there's a form, you can click on suggest a purchase, and Auckland Libraries is very, amenable to buying most of the stuff that our patrons suggest. So that's an awesome way to get something into the system if you're, got a new topic of interest or we don't have a particular title. The other reason to suggest that we buy it is often when you go to a record and you see, oh, this one's lost, this one's missing, this one doesn't, they don't exist actually. Even though they're in the catalogue, they aren't actually available. There might be only a library use only copy. So in that circumstance as well, I think it's a good idea if you suggest that we buy it, because it's only, the people up on the third floor in Central and other areas of the other areas that are part of Auckland City, they don't know that those three copies might be missing unless they have actually gone to that record. So it's quite helpful to suggest that we buy it, and then of course they will go into the record and see, oh yeah, actually it's still sitting there, but actually it hasn't been there since 2005. So there you go, suggesting a purchase, interloaning a piece of material. And the third thing I was going to talk about today was which I really promote at the library when I'm talking to people. I said, oh, do you realise that you can request a magazine, because you didn't used to be able to, but you can now. So, and it's a slightly different process, because you think, oh, this is not the way, this is not working, but actually it is. It's different to doing it to a book, because for a book you just put the title in and then you hit request, put in your library card number, etc., blah, blah, blah. But with a magazine, you request the magazine, but you go, hang on, but I haven't told you what month I want yet. And you think, oh, that's a bit weird, but you still carry on. You hit request, fill in all your details, and then it asks you which month do you want. And you there's a whole long list, and you click on one of them, and then you hit request again. So it just kind of fools some people. But there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of amazing magazines on most subjects. And I just like to let people know that they're there, because, you know, at our little wee site, it's hardly, you know, the choice is not, it's not wide. So do request magazines as well. It's a really good way to, you know, yeah, because they're expensive to buy, and
well,
you can
exactly.
do that. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 they are very expensive. So that would be great to be able to get them through the library.
Yeah, like I was online at home on my days off, and I just, you know, from reading one thing, you know, you read one thing and you get led to another and another, and I read about this magazine called Anthology, and I thought, oh, that sounds, you know, it's kind of like one of those craft, you know, but a little bit more arty, you know. And I thought, oh, this would be cool to have in the library. We don't have it, because I thought, oh, well, I'll request this. We don't have it. So I could actually go and go, oh, I think I'll suggest that we buy it, or I might just go and buy myself a copy and then check if it's any good, and then I'll peruse it in the shop and not buy it, of course. And then go, oh, actually, I think libraries could do with, and I would suggest that we, you know, buy that serial. So there's various ways to, you know, to get the library to support you as well, and that's, I think that's a great service.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And of course, today is a great day to sit inside and and go online and toughen up your skills on doing that.
That's right.
And of course, the library offers free tuition, don't they?
They do. We have free lessons on a Tuesday and a Thursday at 2 o'clock. So, but it's one to one, so you do need to make an appointment. And part of that is it's either like, okay, I want to learn emails, I want to learn how to search the internet or whatever, but also it's please show me the website, the library website, because I need to find my way around a bit better. So you can do that as well through that.
That's great. Yeah. Well, it's a good day to go down to it the Waiheke Library and
I think
pick
we'll
up a library book.
We'll be busy today.
I think you will be.
And with the next cinema next door, expecting full houses as well.
I would think so. Another great thing to do.
Okay. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome.